Hello everyone, I'm just here with my mum who's come over because it's my birthday tomorrow, so she's brought over some nice things for me, including a birthday cake and lots of fun stuff like that. We were just chatting because I'm going to be making a website for my mum, and she's had this idea which I think is worth telling the world about. So should we start with that story about your friend? Okay.
Until when I work for the council, I am limited in what I can say about the council activities.
So a bit of preamble. My mum works for Lincolnshire County Council, and like all councils, they're currently having to... What cuts do you have to make?
Even though it's before the announcements on the 20th, the council is looking for 25% cuts in all services.
Okay. And that's all services, no matter what?
Yes, across the board. There doesn't appear to be any waiting for, say, the difference between highways and children's services.
Okay, and it does include things like children's services and services for elderly people, not just, like, like roads or anything, like rubbish collection.
They're not looking at do we need to do things differently to save money. They're just cutting services, pretending they're not cutting services.
How do you mean?
They're telling the public that it's backroom staff and it won't make any difference.
Mm.
It's a little bit difficult to be a worker who knows what is being cut, how they're going to make it not make a difference when you've taken a quarter of services away. How that is ever not going to make a difference, I really don't know. We've been making efficiencies for a number of years now. People who work in... government offices will know about Gershon efficiencies, and we've been making year-on-year savings for the last 3 or so years. So it's not as if we've got a lot left to cut. We're already down to the bone.
Mm.
And 25% can do nothing but cut services.
Actual services?
Yes.
And of course, backroom staff actually allow people to offer those services without having to do paperwork all the time.
Yeah, it seems to me that you don't want... If I go and see a doctor, I'd rather see a doctor who is spending his time either seeing people or keeping up to date with his or her time, thinking about my doctor. I'd rather he was seeing people and keeping up to date with medical developments than doing payroll.
Mm.
For the receptionist.
Yeah.
It seems reasonable to me that you should pay somebody else to do the payroll and the backroom administration so the organisation runs efficiently and let people use their special skills for the things that you want them to do. Otherwise, it's a very expensive and wasteful time.
Yeah, and I was looking at the stat the other day that 40% of women's jobs as opposed to 15% of men's are in the public sector.
Yeah.
Private sector, sorry. No, public sector. I'm getting mixed up.
There's a glass ceiling in public services, and what you will find is that most often the chief exec, senior officers and heads of service, directors, that level, are generally men.
Mm.
And below that, there will be a mix of men and women, and at the lowest level, you will find that the home care worker that goes out to get an old lady out of bed in the morning will be a woman.
Mm.
Teaching assistants are generally women. People in low-paid jobs, running day centres, they're predominantly women.
So not only are 40% of women's jobs in the public sector, but they're also much more likely to be cut because they're lower down.
Yes. Yes. You don't see many senior managers and chief execs getting rid of themselves in restructures. You can be sure of that.
Yes.
So they write them.
So you've been sort of banging your head against the wall of this massive, horrible cut restructure for a while. And what is it that you've sort of come out wanting to do about it?
Well, it seems to me that in the past, looking through my life, there's been a periods of time where there's been massive shifts in government intentions, and one of those was in the 80s when Maggie Thatcher was in power, and what she did was basically decimate our manufacturing industries, particularly the miners, shipbuilding, engineering, and so on. And I think that we're facing something very similar. Now, the difference is that the miners and engineers and so on tended to be clustered in communities. And so you could see the impact of that loss of income and life expectancy and opportunity happen in mining communities or whatever. Mm. And so you could see the difference, and then you could rejuvenate it somehow to some extent.
And there was a support network there of people, yes, who were going through the same thing.
People were going through the same thing, and they'd got neighbours who were... Public servants live and work right across the country. There's no place where public service is the industry.
Mm.
It's been scapegoated for a while. We've been softened up with lots of talks about public service pensions, when most people's public service pension is about £7,000 a year. It's not something that you could live on without a pension. And so what we'll find is that the people will feel isolated, will feel alone in this, in a way that previously that it hasn't happened when an industry or a massive organisation has been destroyed.
And you were saying to me, I think yesterday, that also it being constituted primarily of women in a time when these women are also, for the first time, many more of them single?
Well, when you get women of my age, we were sort of qualifying in the 70s and 80s. Mm. I think women now are more likely to be single through choice or divorced or widowed or whatever. And with more of public servants being women, I believe that more of those women than would have happened in the past are likely to be single and isolated, and probably have done part-time work through their career, through when they've been bringing up children and so on, and so their pensions and redundancy packages aren't going to be great. Mm. Now, we're not talking about a lot of money here that these women will be living on.
And so what's your big idea?
Well, it seems to me that because there is no real community, because we don't all live close together, that what we want to do is create a network and community for public servants who are facing the impact of these cuts, and to try to connect people and develop a resource to support people, help them through difficult times, but also to let them know they're not alone, and put on their discussion boards so people can share ideas, network people so they can share skills, help people to find alternative ways of earning,
mm-hmm.
Put on training material, get links from trade union support groups or whatever, so that we can actually be the community that people don't have.
Yeah. And share stories so that people are aware of the impact,
yes,
it's having
so.
On this,
yeah,
countrywide community.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Share experiences so that we've got, so that we don't disappear unspoken, you know, that you actually know our story.
Yeah. So I'm going to be working with you guys in November on mm-hmm. setting up a website which mm-hmm. will introduce those aims and provide resources and stuff.
Yeah.
Probably setting up a forum, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I guess stay tuned. I guess we'll probably make up some hashtag or something. And
yeah, I think so.
There'll be some videos and mm. audio and stuff like that happening.
Yeah, it should be really exciting.
So it should be very exciting and a really positive thing to support people through the cuts, because that's an incredibly...
Mm. We're coming to a point where by Christmas we should know how many councils are cutting and what that means in jobs. Mm. And then by next March, if people haven't already been made redundant, that's when it will happen.
Mm.
And so by next March we need to be up and running and functioning as a community.
Brilliant. Okay. Thanks very much for talking to the internet.
All right. You can edit this.